It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line. With a death wish, be right, didn't help. No name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Michael Carroll will join us at 11:30. He's busy flipping John over right now. Or John's been flipped, Michael says. All that means is John has something to record.
He walked in here right when he said his name. It's like a wrestling thing.
Timing is everything.
Timing. Yeah. I heard the glass break.
Stone cold entrance even. So all that really is John's not on site. He had to record something. So we flipped John over. Michael is the flipper of John Granato. And he will join us at 11:30.
Flip me over, Mike.
While he's not flipping John over, or when he's not flipping John over, he is the host of Comicast. He does that podcast with John Lee. He'll join us at 11:30, tell you what you should or shouldn't watch. And we'll get into your questions as well. I know some of you save your call for that. We also will get to this. So Sean and I earlier this week had a back and forth. It wasn't really anything, but Sean had let it be known that he wasn't really interested in having any CJ Stroud / Texans conversations, and he has a point.
It's the same
same conversation.
Yes, we've had the same conversation.
It's early July. Nothing has changed. And you know what? As I said at the time, I welcome the calls, but honestly, it doesn't really spark anything in me to have the conversation. But if you guys like talking about it, we'll talk about it. How about this, Sean? We normally don't start the Texans in July because there's no need to, but how about this? Does this fall in the interesting category? The Texans have if they have any problems on defense, it would be lack of depth in some spots, and I would name cornerback chief among them.
Yeah.
That is a spot for them that lacks some depth, particularly when you compare it to the top line starters I have, where you might say they have the best CB1 in the league and maybe even the best CB2 in the league when it comes to the second corner on your team.
Yeah, probably.
Is there any corner better than Kamari Lassiter?
I mean, Lassiter probably is better than a lot of teams want.
Oh, that's definitely the case. Yeah. They are blessed at that spot, at least their top two guys.
But after that?
Yeah, there's either guys that are unproven or just not very good. We'll see how 2026 plays out. The Texans have taken notice of their lack of depth, so much so that they worked out a corner. Normally, if they're working out a corner during the middle of the week, particularly in July, it's not going to hold much interest for me, and I wouldn't even talk about it. But this one's interesting. Why? Because that corner that they worked out is Terrion Arnold. Yes, the same Terrion Arnold, Sean, who was released by the Lions late last month because he was arrested on charges of kidnapping and robbery.
Okay.
This is
that
all,
guy?
Yes, that guy. This all stems from him claiming that he was robbed of over $250,000 in items, and he wanted it back. How can I be blamed for trying to get my stuff back? Well, you can't kidnap people in the process, allegedly. So the Texans, along with several other teams, worked them out. And I know this because it was mentioned in a pre-trial hearing. So this isn't Aaron Wilson doing the thing, digging up, because he's a guy who's known for telling people who worked out with who.
Yeah.
This isn't that. The Texans working out Terrion Arnold came from the court case surrounding Terrion Arnold. This is interesting for several reasons. This is not something we would have seen from a Texans team And now they're not the, they're not that version of themselves anymore where they would never want to acquire a player with stink on them. But this, while he is in the middle of a trial, which could put him away for a long time, hey, we want to see how you run. Now, this it isn't like he's a typical street free agent. He would still be on the Lions if not for being involved in this case. So the only grace I would give them as far as actually needing to work him out is he did have a shoulder injury that ended this year. But it's not like they don't know what he's capable of. He was a recent first-round pick. So I don't know why a workout is necessary for Terry and Arnold, particularly when we have this surrounding him. It's just an interesting thing. And they weren't the only one, as I mentioned. There are three other teams, the Colts, the Seahawks, and Jets, who were interested in him. But his agent, Nicole Lynn, testified in a hearing that the Texans were a team that worked him out. And other teams have contacted him about signing him. From what I can tell from this article from Click to Houston, the Texans are the team that worked them out. And then there are four teams in total who have interest in signing
base.
Him. Yeah. So okay. As it stands now, maybe the Texans are the only team who worked them out.
It's the Texans' race to lose. Forget LeBron. I want this guy.
I'm going to go with the Tampa DA. It's his race to lose or her race to lose. I'm gonna go with that person.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. I don't know. I don't know the details of this case. I don't even know really. I don't know what
the facts are. Only what he's charged with.
Yeah. But you know, former first round pick.
Look, I would imagine
you can't just pick those up every day.
And not one of those. As I said, one of those guys who was on the street because he stunk. He's only available. Potentially,
he got cut
because
after this came out,
he got cut because of this. You know, the alleged kidnapping. I imagine this particular information the Texans did not want mentioned, only because you don't want to be associated with it until the case is clear.
Yeah,
but it was mentioned by his agent when she testified today. So there it is. Now we know the Texans have worked out Terry and Arnold.
Yeah, he's under, I guess, house arrest with a GPS ankle monitor.
But I think he won that.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to have the ankle monitor on anymore.
He's now free. Okay. There we go.
It was positioned as a win in the Terry and Arnold court case.
Yeah.
So now he can roam about Houston freely if he so chooses. Do you think the Texans had to fly? If he was under house arrest, did they have to fly to
Tampa?
Him?
Or I assume he's being held in Florida.
Or at least he has to be in his home in Florida, wherever that is.
Probably. That's probably how that works. I mean, it's not like there's – to work out, you don't need like a full facility. You just need – you can do it in the park, really.
Yeah, high school field, whatever.
To answer your
does this
first,
fall under the yes, interesting category?
Yes, I am interested in this. I'm very much interested. This is way better than signing C.J. Henderson and Jeffrey Okuda.
Yes.
Football only.
yeah.
Football only.
Sure.
Ethics we can debate, and I probably won't debate too hard. But yeah, this guy as your CB3. You know, only coming in to give Kamari Laster or Stingley a couple plays off, a drive off. Yeah, let's do it. Let's make this happen, Nick Caserio. What are we waiting for? There's three other teams that are trying to contact his agent.
And they
sign him.
And they use the NFL interest as a reason for him not to have to wear the GPS tracker because he's got to go about the business of potentially getting his career back on track.
I get. Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was more in a, see, other NFL teams are willing to give him another chance. You know, like, they've done their homework on this case, and they think he's fine. They think he's ready to go.
No.
ready to join a secondary.
Yeah, so as you might imagine, the state attorney wanted the GPS tracker or ankle monitor. The judge ruled on the 29th that they would have to take that under consideration. And today, it was revealed that he doesn't have to.
Okay.
So there it is.
There we go, Terry and Arnold.
I don't know if applause are in order. We don't know.
I mean, it's justice happening.
Apparently, as the wheels of justice work, yeah. Terry and Arnold is free to move without a tracking device on his leg.
Yeah.
And we'll see what that means for the Texans. It would be a little awkward if they, you know, if they had a workout with him and he did have ankle monitor on. I can't say he was at his best.
Oh, yeah. No.
If he had a monitor on.
You got to factor that in.
Yeah. The freedom of movement will probably.
Yeah, lateral movement.
Yeah, will probably be a little hampered by the fact they had an ankle monitor on.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope they sign him. This is what I want. And then the daily, probably not daily, weekly updates of the trial. Yeah. This is what I want.
So Adam Schefter is certainly on it too. Thanks, Art, for tweeting. I had seen the local article on it, but Adam Schefter is on this now
Let's
as
get
well.
The national,
he took a physical with the Texans yesterday.
Okay.
And he's scheduled to meet with two more teams next week. So
can you let him leave the building?
Well, I mean,
Florida has now allowed him to leave the building, I guess. But
the question is
the state of Florida.
The question is, will they keep him in a certain building for a long time?
How many years is
I don't
charges?
I don't know.
I just saw
he's
multiple
got multiple felonies, so I don't
for,
know how long
for
it'll be
kidnapping
if he is convicted.
Yeah, so I imagine a while, but
so they see the Texans see a supreme talent, someone that they visited during the draft process back in 2024. They see a potential opportunity. Now they have to wait for justice to do its thing. And see if Terron Arnold will be free to sign with an NFL team right before the year begins. Like, is this trial going to be done before the season begins? Seems unlikely, right? If we go by...
Doesn't seem likely. I mean, it is multiple felony, so it's not, like, exactly a quick one.
Yeah.
It seems like it's pretty wide-ranging.
And then you bring in the fact that the NFL would likely have to get involved in... Whether he's found guilty or not, a suspension may be in order, just with their own investigation that they may do.
Guilty.
I mean, they have punished people
I know.
Yeah, so.
I'm just already acting like he's...
He's not on the team yet, Sean.
And I will say some of the air left the balloon for me with the simple Google search of Terron Arnold PFF grade.
He wasn't great.
No.
He is more like Okuda than we'd like.
Yes, 52.6 overall, 97 out of 114 corners.
We found out.
So bottom 20.
We found out when D'Amico Ryans brought in Okuda and Henderson. He loves a first-round corner who didn't work out.
Yeah.
So he may be trying it again. And I think even at the time when it was brought up that these guys were kind of like journeymen at this point, which is odd considering how short their careers had been. He goes, hey, whatever happened in the past, that ain't what we're looking at. We're looking at the talent, looking at the ability. It turns out maybe pay attention to what happened in the past because it didn't work out. I don't think Henderson played us. Which one didn't make it through camp? Was
Henderson?
It Henderson.
Henderson.
Then we
Okuda actually played.
And got burned by someone.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that for the most part.
Was it the Seahawks?
Was it a Seahawks or Tampa? I don't remember. But either way, those two signings didn't work out. We'll see if they get the opportunity to sign Terron Arnold. So there it is, the Texans. In an interesting news story, thanks to them deciding to have
it is a former
it's a
Lion.
Former Lion
first round pick,
yeah, bringing Terron Arnold in and giving him a physical and working him out. So we'll see where it goes from there. All right, we'll go to break. The number is 713-780-3776. We're going to get to a couple things, certainly, before Michael Carroll gets here, including my type of hating. There's a gentleman out of Norway, and we're going to play some sound from him because he did something I respect because it's something I would do too. And then when he got jokingly called on it, 10 toes down for him. So we'll get to that. We now have the number one overall pick in action in NBA Summer League, and also he may be the most unethical hooper in this just past draft. If we just go by what he was on during the game, we may have another unethical hooper foul baiter in our midst, and we see it from his first NBA action, so that's comforting. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. We will be back.
The building next.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
While most people have landed on the side of the Astros are never going to do this, now we have word through Chandler Rome that they had to tell their star player they're not going to do it. So Yordan had heard the talk that he may be on the move. After speculation began in May, the Astros were bad. How much could you get for Yordan? And people knew the Astros' history of not retaining big money free agents if they hit free agency. So Yordan did ask Astro officials in May about this, and he said they told him they were not going to trade me no matter what happened. And when asked if it was his desire to play his entire career in Houston, he said, yeah, of course. While that's comforting for people who don't want to see him go anywhere, certainly not earlier than he has to, I don't like the definitive no matter what. So does that mean you're going to sign him to a long-term deal and keep him? Or you're just placating the guy until he eventually comes calling about a contract and you got, no, that's too much. You're 30 years old. Beat it. Which is how this is going to play out.
Yeah. And as far as Astros to reach free agency, Astros stars to reach free agency and be 30 years old, the biggest crime in sports. He is the one that I'm like, I'm not sure if I want to be on the side of paying him $30 million a year when he's 34 years old.
The injured power hitter?
Yeah, that can't really play
anything,
a position.
Sure.
Just not. I'd be surprised if this is the one that they break the, you know, Altuve being the one they break the rule for makes sense. Like, it's Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
Come on. Yordan Alvarez being the second guy that they break this rule for. I mean, maybe if you want to count Bregman, but they kind of got that done early, whatever. But this is the one where I'm like, this doesn't really seem like an Astros type move.
Yeah,
feels more like a, you know, Drayden McCrane kind of move.
To a certain amount. And then,
Drayden McCrane. Let me clarify. Yeah.
He likes to combine the two people. He didn't make a mistake.
Yes,
likes to combine them.
During the parade of the 2022 World Series, Jim Crane ended. Drayton McCrane stepped forward.
Because Drayton McCrane would hire Jeff Bagwell.
Yes.
Or at least empower him to be the decision maker.
We don't need a general manager. I got this. Boom. Montero, how would you like your life changed? Boom. Jose Abreu, how would you like your life?
You think that's how Jeff Bagwell approached it? I'm going to give these guys life-changing money.
I think so.
I just want to be a good guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what they did.
That's what he did.
Charity.
So Yordan would be an unrestricted free agent at age 32. He doesn't feel like a guy the Astros are going to be like, you know what? You want 6 years at $35, $40 million a year? At 32 years old?
Yeah, that's the thing. And just like 6 years. So what I'm paying for is ages 38 or 37, 38. Like, no thanks. Like, just I'm okay. Like, obviously he's putting in the best season an Astro has put in, I don't know, maybe since Jeff Bagwell. The not 2022 offseason, but whatever. Like 1998 Jeff Bagwell. It's just a tough one. And I also think they told me they weren't going to trade me
no matter what happened.
I kind of feel like there's a at this deadline. You know, like there's a missing qualifier there where it's like, I don't think they're trading him in July no matter what happens. But in the off season or next season, like, honestly, who knows? Like, I you can make the case that you should. People, you know, when the Astros were really bad, people were making the case that they should.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them trading him. And if this statement is what well, we can determine when that happens, but I certainly don't think it happens with what feels to be a lame duck GM. And if the statement was in context of this deadline, all right, I got it. That's cool. In fact, I would say don't do it at this deadline.
Yeah.
There's too much in flux with this, with the hierarchy of the organization. But if the inevitability is we're going to get to his final year with the Astros under contract and he doesn't get traded and you lose him for nothing, then this statement's a problem. But we got a long way to go before that, before this statement bears out. But yeah. I agree. If it's simply, hey, not this deadline, man, we're not trading you, you're going to be an Astro throughout the year, I'm more than okay with that.
It's also just like, yeah, the guy who in theory would be the one to give this statement or give this assurance to the Alvarez camp after they saw a ESPN 97.5 short form video with Lance saying that they should trade him.
We do blame Lance for this.
I assume that's how this came across Jordan's purview, was our social media. But even if Dana Brown was like, listen, I am not trading you. For as long as I am the GM of the Houston Astros, I am not trading you. Doesn't go that far. You know, like, you know, they hire insert GM here in November. And maybe that guy's like, I think this is what we should do.
Yeah, I don't know, like, if you've heard, there's a new boss in town, and what the old one said
doesn't matter.
Doesn't determine my decisions.
This was something we were saying before the Astros season has kind of turned around slowly by winning two out of three series bit by bit. They've slowly climbed back into slight contention, but just sit back and enjoy this Jordan Alvarez season. Don't worry about the future. Just enjoy this. It's probably going to be one of the best seasons you'll ever watch as an Astros fan. Let's not worry about the future. Let's just enjoy the present.
You pretty much just said YOLO.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the thing from Kung Fu Panda? The past is history. The future is a mystery. But today is a gift. That's why it's called the present, Dell. They didn't say Dell.
Yeah, if I had gotten a mention of Kung Fu Panda,
yeah, you would have watched it.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. We got to watch for that mention. Along those lines, things I have not seen and will not see, but they came across my timeline.
Kung Fu Panda?
That, and also, I might have seen, like, nah, I can't even say that I can remember one instance. I don't know. All I know is there's a panda who does Kung Fu, and the voice is Jack Black.
Right? Yeah, the first one's good. I can only vouch for the first one.
Got it.
Second one, yeah. Third one, never saw it.
So to your point about the presence or present.
It being a gift.
It was this two stars of Enola Holmes 3. It's the Partridge dude and then, of course, Millie Bobby Brown. They're doing the gauntlet of talking to different media outlets to promote the movie. And they're doing a friendship test thing that they all do when it's two of people who are the stars of something. So she had a wedding and they asked what was the best gift that he gave, or what was the best gift that he gave you for your wedding? And she was like, he didn't give me a gift. And then his gift was his presence, which was underwhelming. her making a play on present. But I won't watch Enola Holmes 3. I've seen the first two. That's enough for me. I don't know that they can do anything differently that's going to lock me in or get me to lock in on number 3.
What if Dr. Doom shows up at the very end?
So it's the Enola Holmes Dr. Doom shared universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what can we inject to maybe, you know, cuz I haven't seen any of this. Obviously, I'm not interested in any of this movie. It's a little kid solving crimes. I'm good. I know she's like 20 now, but still
With an adopted child and a husband.
Yeah, yes. Still little kid. Till proven. She still plays little kid.
I don't know. I don't remember. I think she plays someone in their 20s, but it doesn't matter for this conversation. It really doesn't. She did play a 15-year-old at 20-something, but that's traditional Hollywood. That's been happening for years.
Yeah, chalk that up to the game.
Yeah. So, back to Jordan. Consider him a present.
Yes.
And just consider it in the present.
Yeah, just enjoy the four at bats you see a game. Although, you know, He's been slumping a little recently. But in the middle of that was a game-winning home run. So, you know, it's Yordan.
Yeah.
YOLO.
And they go to a place where the Astros hit pretty well, Globe Life.
Yeah.
They play the Rangers.
Get right.
In a big division series with the Astros, only two games behind the division leaders. So
yeah.
We got that in store for us this weekend. I was hoping, while I don't want the weekend to sim to the end, I brought it up in the morning, on the morning show, about, because Sean was telling me about Peter Lambert and Kumar Rocker and Hunter Brown, who hasn't been great since his return. Can we just sim to the end and have us take 2 out of 3? I don't really want to sit through the Rangers series. I just want the wins to happen.
Just
and then I can watch
bank them.
If I need. Yeah. And then I just see what happens as I sim to the end. I see, oh, this is 5-2. They lost 6-3
yeah.
on Saturday, and then they won the series 7-4 on Sunday. And then I can just look up the stats. I don't know. I know it's not possible, and I'm video game braining right now. But I would just like to sim this series to the end. Let's take our 2 out of 3 and go into the All-Star break.
Yeah.
I ain't got the energy for another series in Globe Life right now. I don't know. It's not hitting. Like,
yeah.
Maybe it's particularly the way John described why I should be excited about this series. Because he's telling me they're going to sweep, which would be great. They're going to come out of the All-Star – excuse me, come out of this – or going to the All-Star break leading the division, which would all be great. I just don't trust it.
Yeah.
And that's why I just want to – I don't want to be disappointed by being promised that and it not happening. So sim to the end, take your 2 out of 3, and be in the thick of the race as we head to the All-Star break. But that's the Astros weekend. They've got some Hunter Brown. They've got some Peter Lambert. And to be determined.
Yeah.
The final starter on Sunday.
You know, probably the three best starters I could ask for. Hunter Brown, Peter Lambert, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't
we'll
want to.
Figure it out.
Yeah, it keeps me from putting expectations on one guy or having a sense of dread because that guy's going to pitch on Sunday.
The two best pitchers on this team so far this year. And then, shrug.
I can't feel bad about Sunday because I don't know what Sunday holds.
Yeah. Okay. Not Mike Burrows. Cool.
I know that. I do know that.
Like,
I think. I hope they don't bring him up for a start, which I guess is open for possibilities.
It's in the cards.
It's open. But... It's a potential possibility with him.
Yeah.
And with that. And with that slot being open, but we'll see. Hunter Brown tonight against Contrell, and then I believe Lambert against
Kumar Rocker.
Kumar Rocker.
The much anticipated matchup. By one John Granato.
Kumar Rocker was, what, Vanderbilt? Was that where he pitched? And he has not lived up to the promise of his college career. It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
All right, we'll go to break, and we'll come back with at least the hater of the week. There are haters all around, and somebody might surpass him before the week is done. But for me, the number one spot is a Norwegian. I don't think I ever thought about uttering that sentence, but the game is the game, and the reality is reality. So we'll get to that when we come back as we have a World Cup match today. It is not the Norwegians. It is Spain versus Belgium, a game that will forever be known as, hey, the U.S. could have played in this game, although we were nowhere close to that happening. So we'll hear from a Norway fan who isn't happy with the rest of the Norway fans. We'll do that when we come back.
It's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
We'll get to the Norwegian fan who is my type of fan here shortly, but the game's gone, Sean. Game is gone.
Oh no.
So I'm going in a spot you're not gonna think, but we'll get here.
Okay.
We'll get there. There's an artist, at least that's how he
self-identifies.
He thinks he's an artist. And maybe he is, but the story tells me that he's just a garbage man. Justin Gignac, who collects trash on the streets of New York City and sells it, says that he is selling garbage from the Taylor Swift wedding for $25 a bag, and he sold out. People are buying bags of garbage from that wedding for $25 a pop. Some of the garbage includes what you think is actual garbage. Cigarette butts, caps, one lone AirPod.
Huh.
That sucks for that person.
Yeah, but I mean,
a ring pop.
If you're invited to the Taylor Swift wedding,
yeah, you're going to be fine.
AirPod, who cares?
A ring pop, a rainbow fan, utensils, caution tape, and apparently in the gift bags, the actual gift bags, not the garbage gift bags, she was handing out ovulation tests. So he has put these things together.
Wait, what?
She put them in the gift bags. Ovulation tests. Hey, everybody, if you're a couple and you're looking to have a kid, I have something for you. That's
bizarre.
All
bizarre. This wedding is everything.
Everything
I
about it is bizarre, isn't
Dean
it?
Dean Blandino walked away. Dean Blandino and his wife
and a significant other walked away with an ovulation kit.
Okay, sure.
Which might come. I don't know how old his wife is, so it may not matter. But for others who may be thinking about having a kid,
yeah.
you have your own ovulation test kit.
You know,
from Taylor Swift.
If you're going to sell bags of garbage from anything that happens in New York City, the Taylor Swift wedding is one of the more more interesting bags of garbage that you could buy for $25. Not that I co-signed this, but at least, you know, there might be something in there. Again, there might be a napkin used by Fox Rules analyst Dean Blandino.
You might get a missing ear pat.
Yeah.
AirPod.
Is this Kevin Burkhardt's half-eaten piece of cake?
Nah, I'm looking for Antonov's AirPod.
Oh, yeah.
He's had a, if it is his AirPod, he's had a rough couple days.
Really, really.
Really rough couple days.
Pouring out for him.
You're thrilled. What are you pouring stuff out for him for? You're happy that he's had a couple rough days. What are you talking about? If you don't know, that is the man who is now separated from one of Sean's favorites, Margaret Qualley. So
great actress.
Sean's not feeling.
How to Make a Killing.
Sean's not feeling. Maybe pick a different one. You know, Pick Maid on Netflix. That's a pretty good series she's in. How to Make a Killing. Substance.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
The Substance.
Yeah, Substance.
Substance. You can pick that. So, $25 for celebrity garbage. And you don't even know if it just happens to be in the vicinity of celebrities. It could be Kevin Burkhardt's napkin. Who's looking for that?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. There is a element that I understand would be appealing to people. Like, because people do, like, buy, you know, like, whatever, random movie. Like, there's, like, a mystery movie night where you just, there's a time and they will show a movie. And you buy a ticket, and you do not know what movie is going to be played. Like, there is, like, that, you know, that element to it. Or, like, Storage Wars, where it's like, I don't know what's in the storage locker, but I'll bid and see what I can scrap from it. This is just a, you know, very celebrity parasocial relationship version of that, which is probably not great, or at least speaks to a not great part of society. But, hey, get those $25 piece by piece by picking up trash.
You know what I found after listening to some audio this morning? I found a Norwegian fan who would never buy $25.
No. Of Erling Haaland's?
He would never buy a garbage bag priced at $25.
Sell some Norway.
Whether it be Erling Haaland or Odegaard, he's not doing it. Oscar Bob, he's not doing it. He's not a joiner.
Not Oscar Bob's trash?
Never. He's not a joiner. And I'm with him. This is the hating I like. He went viral for sitting amongst all the Norway fans. And if you don't know, Norway fans have reached a level of popularity because of the rowing that they do. They do it at the games. They do it at watch parties. They do it everywhere to celebrate the run that their Norwegian team is on. And they have England coming up next. We found a gentleman, or at least the internet did, who said, not today, not me, I'm not about it. And he stood his ground, like, you know, some anchor on, I think it's English television, found him. And she was like, hey, isn't this just a fun thing to do? And he goes, no, it's stupid. It's inaccurate. Here's some of that exchange here.
The Viking Row people have loved it around the world, but one supporter was not happy. This is Emil Anders Lappin in the middle of a crowd of rowing fans, but he went viral for refusing to join in. A little earlier, I asked him why.
First of all, I just find it really stupid. That's the thing I thought when they came up with it, that it was stupid and annoying and I didn't want to do it. And then it copies a lot of what Iceland were doing, and it's factually wrong. They didn't row, they sailed over the Atlantic.
Oh, okay, let's take it step by step. First of all, you said that it's a little bit like what they do in Iceland, what the Icelandic fans do, and that is called the thunderclap. And I think we actually have some images now of the Icelandic thunderclap, which is one of the reasons you didn't want to do it. So let's just watch it now.
All right, that's enough. That is from Sky News. He goes on to say they can win whatever they want. I will not row. This is one of my guys. It's stupid. I don't want to do it. And every time someone goes, hey, how come you don't want to do this? That's what's going on in my head. It's stupid. It's not for me, but you got to couch it a little bit, be a little bit nicer. You don't want to tell people directly to their face what they want to do is stupid. Him, he's even worse than I am. He's more direct than I am. And also, it's inaccurate. It's historically inaccurate. They did not row across the Atlantic Ocean to get there. Yeah. They sailed.
Yeah.
And for people who don't have the visual, while he's speaking, he has two oars behind him on a wall.
Okay, so he knows his
Norwegians rowed, but upstreams and on lakes and rivers.
Well,
not across the ocean, which is where they are in America. So rowing is stupid.
Okay, I get. Yeah. But okay. So, but if this was held in Scandinavia,
yeah,
if they this went, was the Stockholm World Cup,
and if they had to get to Sweden, if you can do it through a river,
stay by the shore,
circuitous route along a river, he might be fine with it. Yeah. But he also doesn't like that they're just ripping off the Iceland.
He would hate the Minnesota Vikings. He would hate
that stupid horn
and the skull clap that they do. That is literally just what the Icelanders do. That they started.
Yeah, he would hate it.
Very suspiciously, right after that got big, the Icelandic thing got big.
Look, Emil, Barbara, Sarah of Sky News can take you to task for it, but not Del Olalea of ESPN 975.
No, you have a refuge here.
Me and you, we're bros on this.
Yeah.
We may not have a lot in common, but we do have this in common.
Is there anything that one of your teams do that you're like, this is dumb?
Huh.
I mean, I guess
like during the LeBron era, which might come back, maybe we'll get to that at some point. They would do Seven Nation Army when they're closing the team out. And I found that trite and dumb. So I didn't get excited when they played it. What do the Canes do? They do the four fingers thing, but
everyone does.
Everyone's that. I don't know where that originated from. But Miami was doing that in the 80s. Now everyone does it. So I don't know. But I'm not saying they started. I just remember that they did it. I don't know. My teams don't really do anything. But I don't have a lot of in-stadium experiences because my teams have always been out of market. So I'm not sure what's going on inside those stadiums. Like for the Texans, I'm not saying that's another Texans first down. I'm not doing that.
Oh, what about the H's up tradition?
Nope.
Okay. That Arian Foster who did the H's up tradition didn't know was a tradition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are...
Yeah.
So locally, I would never do. That's another Texan. It's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'll do the arm. You know, like I'll.
But you won't. Mm. But you won't say that's another Houston Texan.
No.
No. You won't go first down. At the
end. The call and response stuff is. It's hit or miss.
It's not my bad.
It's hit or miss.
It's not my bad.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all. But Emil, you got a fan for life. As long as there's not some dark secret that hasn't been revealed yet. That's the problem for Emil.
Yeah.
People are going to look into him now.
Norwegian rowing fan?
Just anyone.
Oh, this is a don't go viral.
It's the internet. Don't go viral. Now that, look, if you don't want to row in the crowd, you can't I can't blame him that someone noticed it and now people found him and they know his name.
Yeah.
But once you go on a television show, on a network as big as Sky News, and talk about it, you're in for it, buddy. If you've done anything, if you tweeted anything, if you posted anything, clean that up.
Someone's going to screenshot this you.
I don't know how. He feels like a type who wouldn't have any social media. You never know, though.
You never know.
So there it is. He's going to watch the rest of the World Cup from home. I don't know if they kicked him out because he wouldn't row, but he won't. But he won't be in the America. He won't be in America to watch.
Okay.
Where are they? Are they in Miami?
He
won't be in Miami to watch England versus Norway.
Norway versus England
in Miami.
In Miami at like 4 p.m.
It was supposed to be Brazil, but the Brazilians didn't do it. It could have been Brazil versus Mexico, and if you just go by Brazil, the favorite over Norway, and Mexico at home against England, although they weren't the better team, it makes sense that you were setting up a Brazil-Mexico match in Miami after you took the tournament out of Mexico. Instead, you get Norway versus England.
But if you're, I don't know, if you're in Miami right now and you want to get your side hustle on and you don't have bags of trash to sell like the Taylor Swift wedding guy, just buy up a bunch of SPF 90 sunscreen and look for Norwegian fans, look for English fans. Sell them on the side of the road.
They don't have rankings for tailless crowds in the World Cup, but this one is a clear front runner for the knockout round.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to rack my brain of who would be in the conversation. I mean, who'd Sweden play? That's our, you know, you got to go Scandinavia.
If you go back to the group. They play Germany? Yeah. Did they play Germany?
Yeah, well, we can look this up during the break. Yeah, and we guarantee you we'll come up with the whitest matchup.
I think we've already found
it,
honestly.
It might be tough to beat.
Norway-England is pretty pale, and they'll have to enjoy the humidity that is South Florida. All right, when we come back, we mentioned LeBron in passing. Speaking of South Florida, he and his agent are doing something diabolical, and you better hope your favorite team's decision maker didn't do what is being reported. We'll get to that when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.